These are the announcements at Barah Ministries, a Christian church, for August 13th, 2017. Prayers continue for Christina Rawls. This is a picture of Christina with her son, Adam, and the results of her PET scan are in. A PET scan is a positron emission tomography scan that shows images of what's going on inside the body. And Christina got some mixed news. The cancer has now returned to the liver, although it's early in the process and will require constant monitoring, yet no chemotherapy or radiotherapy is required at this time. But the scan images did show that the cancer spread to some of her vertebrae. And thankfully, it's a slow-growing cancer that can be treated with a targeted drug therapy. Now, for anyone who's battled cancer, we know every bit of news takes a toll on the mentality. And we just want the bad dream of hearing the C word, the cancer word, to be over. Yet we know that becoming cancer-free is really a process and not an event. And what I'm excited about is that Christina is alive, she's feeling well, and she knows that she has a lot to live for. She's got a great support system of family and friends and a son and a daughter whom Christina is spending the weekend with at this time. So let's keep Christina and her family in our prayers. We have every confidence in what the Lord Jesus Christ is able to do to cancer. And the Lord is much better at handling problems like this than the medical community is. So together, let's stand back and watch the deliverance of the Lord that he will accomplish for us and for Christina in this matter. In the meantime, I'm hoping Christina has read my book, And You Will Be Saved, and has done exactly what it says. And if she has, there's absolutely nothing to worry about. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. Mark your calendars. Next week, we visit the vets on August 20th. At 2 p.m., if you haven't had the privilege of visiting the vets, that's a fantastic thing to do, so come on over. Mark your calendars, September 15th and 16th, the Michigan Conference in Utica, Michigan, near Detroit, will be taking place. And so we're looking forward to that. Tony LaGrasso and Heather Ludemose coordinating the conference. Ludemose, my German friend. So a few insights from the deacons meeting, and we'll be talking as a resident congregation about some of those things after the session today. Is that correct? So, number one thing that I got out of the session was that God appreciates active Christians. God appreciates active Christians. So for Barah Ministries to grow, I am a phenomenal leader, as you well know. But my job really... Stop laughing at me. But my job really is to study and teach. And the growing of the ministry, I can do that one person at a time, but really that's not my expertise. And so those of you in the congregation, it's time for you to get active in the matter of inviting people to the ministry. And when you invite people, ask them to come for 8 sessions. Because most people come for one session, and then I say, damn, or something like that. And they go, oh, my God, I can't believe a pastor said damn. And then the whole thing is over with, and they completely miss the message. So, I asked Tom Monty to come for 8 sessions. Hey, Tom. And he's getting a lot of stuff out of it. And that's what we're trying to do. We want to put people in a position to get a lot out of the messages. Just to give you an example of an active Christian, so coming up, we've got this conference in Michigan, and Tony LaGrasso called me and asked me how I was doing on the book, And You Will Be Saved, or not And You Will Be Saved, If You Have Faith. And, I've made some progress on it. No, not really. So I think I did about 3 chapters, and then it just stopped because I got busy with other things. So Tony said, well, look, tell me the direction that you're trying to go, and I'll write some of the chapters. And so he wrote some of the chapters, and it was unbelievable. And I'm really good at modification creativity, so anything that he did that needed a little tweaking, I was able to tweak it. And so it was a really nice collaboration between us. And it's actually going to come out. It's going to be published. Send money. So that's an example of an active Christian, right, where he took the initiative to get that book in progress. I did a little bit, then he got it a little more in progress, and now I can come in and add something to it, and then the next thing you know, that's going to be published, and it's going to be a hell of a book, too, If You Have Faith. So active Christians are appreciated Christians from the pastor's standpoint. So get off your arses and help a brother out. Amen?
Amen.
All right. The resident congregation is growing. We've grown by 30% with the addition of Heather and Scott and Tom Monty. How do you like that? All right, now, see, you have a pastor who's able to attract people to move all the way across the country to come to the ministry. I think 90% of the people who are here are from other places, but the pastor can't attract one person in the local community. So there you go. So it's up to you. And then fundraising is our next focus. Where's the $3 million is the question, so we can build this beautiful facility. And I am absolutely convinced that there's somebody out there to give us the $3 million, and we're going to start actively pursuing that because we have enough ministries in the organization now to make a good case to the organizations that do this. And there are thousands of organizations that give people $3 million to build a parking lot. So this isn't a big deal. And there are a lot of people, by the way, who are expert at positioning people, ministries, to get those contributions. And I think the people who are giving just want to make sure that they're giving to a worthy cause and that it's not just some kind of a scam. Well, you could hardly call it a scam if the pastor didn't take a salary for about 9 years, and then when he finally did, it was about 20 grand a year, huh? So there's no scamming going on here. So we've been doing everything exactly by the book. We have a nonprofit corporation, a 501(c) corporation, and you know, we do our taxes and we follow the rules and everything like that. So I think we're really in good shape. So the overall, though, theme of the deacons' meeting was there's a buzz in the congregation now, and that's really that's excellent. That people are just kind of getting jazzed about what Barah Ministries is about to do. And I think you should, because I think Barah Ministries is about to blow up, and I'm excited about that. Amen?
Amen.
It's about time. So January will be 10 years as a pastor. It's about time. You know, I spent the first 10 years running everybody off, right? Now we can start inviting people in, now that we got the messages down and things are going pretty well. So that is the announcements for August 13th, 2017, from Barah Ministries, a Christian church.